Across the globe, more than 531,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States is the hardest hit country with more than 129,000 deaths. It's followed by Brazil with over 64,000 deaths, Britain with over 44,000 deaths, Italy with more than 34,000, and Mexico with more than 30,000 fatalities. Iranian health authorities announced 163 new deaths Sunday, that country's highest official one-day toll since the outbreak began there. Morocco reports 698 additional infections, its highest one-day increase, with numerous cases in a fish canning factory in a southern port city, Safi. Madagascar is under a fresh lockdown following a new surge of infections, and Britain's police conclude that drunk people cannot effectively social distance after UK pubs reopen doors following a three-month hiatus. Meantime, a report in the New York Times says a group of 239 scientists from 32 countries will publish an open letter to the World Health Organization in a scientific journal this week. The scientists want the WHO to revise its recommendations about how to avoid coronavirus infection. They say the virus is airborne, with particles hovering in the air in indoor spaces and infecting people who inhale its particles. The WHO says the virus is spread through larger respiratory droplets from an infected person's coughs and sneezes, and that these drops fall out of the air quickly because of their size. If the virus is airborne, the Times reported that the consequences for containment will be significant, with new preventative measures including wearing masks indoors and overhauling ventilation systems to minimize recirculating air. The Times account says the picture emerges of an agency that, despite good intentions, is out of step with science. This is VOA News. Visitors to India's Taj Mahal will have to wear masks at all times and keep their distance when the 17th century monument reopens Monday after a three-month COVID-19 shutdown. 5,000 tourists will be allowed in a day, split into two groups. It's a long way from peak levels of 80,000 visitors a day in the past. On Sunday, the health ministry reported a record single-day spike of 24,850 new cases and more than 600 deaths, pushing the overall case tally to over 673,000, closing in on Russia, the third most affected country globally. But the government has been lifting a vast lockdown of India's 1.3 billion people that's left tens of thousands without work and shuttered businesses. While international flights remain suspended, domestic travel has been opened up, and the government is hoping visitors will start to trickle back to some popular destinations. And Croatians went to the polls Sunday amid the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The tight race pits ruling conservatives against leftist rivals and a new national party on the rise. The pandemic has put Croatia's tourism-dependent economy on course for a contraction of nearly 10%, its steepest decline in decades, even as the country's own health situation has remained stable. The ruling conservative HDZ party, which has led the Adriatic country for most of its independence, has been touting its relative success in containing the outbreak so far, with an official tally of roughly 110 deaths and 3,000 infections. But a fresh rise of cases in recent weeks, with dozens recorded daily, has renewed fears over the health situation, giving the opposition some fire. Polls put the incumbent party and the left-leaning coalition in a close contest. A populist right-wing folk singer turned politician is expected to turn out lots of voters, too. A pair of rocket attacks targeted American diplomatic and military installations overnight, this according to Iraq's security forces Sunday. Since October, U.S. diplomats and troops across Iraq have been targeted by around three dozen missile attacks, which Washington blames on pro-Iranian armed factions. In late June, in the first move of its kind, elite Iraqi troops arrested more than a dozen Tehran-backed fighters who were allegedly planning a new attack on Baghdad's Green Zone, home to the U.S. and other foreign embassies. These arrests were an attempt to dissuade further attacks. The Sunday rockets hit just hours after the U.S. embassy tested a new rocket defense system. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol.